Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, babies, what's up? Welcome to this episode of Carefully Reckless with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Sexy story time. Now listen, I was getting freaky with this older nigga, right? Now, I've been fucking with him on and off or whatever. And let me tell you something about an older guy. They've been around, so they know some shit, okay? There I am, riding his dick. He pulling me down on it. Not painfully, but on some pleasurable pressure shit, right? Out of nowhere, he takes his finger, he puts it in my mouth. I wet it with my spit. And so he starts rubbing right around the tip of my butthole. That shit got me wet as fuck, ladies. It did. So I start going crazy, riding the shit out his dick. That shit gets you loose. And so I came. Yes, I did. And that shit was sexy to me because that means he let me get mine first. Like, he wanted me to get mine first before he went in. He flipped me over and laid me on my back and went deep. I'm talking about a good deep. Man, that nigga hit that fucking spot. And I felt that he was about to come because that dick stiffened up and my pussy was so fucking wet. And he looks down at me and he say, open your mouth. I ain't know what the fuck was great happen, but a bitch did it. I was drunk off the wine. I felt good. I came twice. I opened my mouth and this nigga spit in it. I got the fuck up so fast and spit on that nigga. I don't give a fuck. I spit his spit back on him. Do y'all know how nasty but sexy that shit was? Now that I think about it, but I felt so fucking violated. Like, how the fuck dare you spit in my mouth, sir? So, of course, it turned into a fight. He put me out and it was all good. But that brings me to the topic of the day. Nastiest sex that you've ever had. First of all, y'all can only imagine what was going through my fucking mind. And this was recently. All types of COVID thoughts was going through my mind. All types of shit. You are nasty, sir. I didn't even see you brush your teeth before we laid the fuck down. I don't know. Y'all, you just can't. I'm not that type of bitch. Now, listen, I done heard that shit in songs before. Spit in my mouth. Something. Spit in my mouth. Okay, shout out to Cardi. That's cute. She liked that shit. I don't. Now, I understand you got to be in the mood for that shit. That is like a mood. And you just can't go around spitting in anybody's mouth. You got to feel it. And I'm sorry. I never felt it. I never felt it when he did it. I felt like a fucking... I just felt crazy. I felt little. I felt degraded. I felt less than a woman. Get your old ass the fuck up and don't ever try no shit like that. I don't know if he tried it because I'm a young girl. I'm one of the youngest he's ever dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And he felt like maybe if I do this shit, that shit like that, because that's what these young girls like. Listen, I ain't your average fucking young girl, honey. I come and then that's it. I was made of shit. So, of course, my experience with that prompted me to ask y'all to share some of y'all nastiest sex stories with me. And I'm going to read a couple of them. A couple of y'all would love to remain anonymous, but this girl does not. Her name is Laura Lynn, and she's from Ohio. She said, me and my baby father was dog sitting for my friend. Fucked all up and down that girl house. Every room. We gave each other golden showers in her bathtub, too. First of all, bitch, that sound like some crackhead in a vacant house shit. What the fuck is going on? That's not what y'all do. First of all, you don't fuck your baby father in nobody's house up and down in every fucking room. And y'all supposed to be dog sitting. Was probably fucking right in front of the dog. And then y'all gave each other golden showers in the bathtub. So y'all peed on each other in the bathtub. Y'all nastier than the fucking dogs. And I hope your friend listening to this shit, because she know Laura Lynn from Ohio, nasty ass. Moving on to the next guy, he would love to remain anonymous. He says, nastiest was when one of the baddest girls back in high school that I was feigning to get with for mad long ended up having a nasty situation between her legs. I still clap, though. Got mines. Niggas are nasty as fuck. Y'all ain't shit. I don't even know what nasty situation between her legs meant. That could have meant she was bloody, she was nasty looking, it was too hairy, it was dirty. It could have meant anything. He didn't give a fuck. He still clapped. Okay. This one is from Jemiah Danae. Okay, so this lady doesn't mind if I say her name. Her name is Jemiah Danae. She said, I was 16 and me and my boyfriend stayed outside all night until my mother fell asleep so that I could sneak him inside. After we finally made it into the house, we got busy. But something started feeling good, a little too good, and I felt something come out while I was riding him. I thought I was squirting, so I kept going. But after like 30 seconds passed, bitch, I realized I was pissing. His face was funny as fuck, surprised and shocked. I didn't want to move because I felt like if I hopped off of it, it would have made the direction of piss go haywire. Oh my God. That was the nastiest, most embarrassing sex story I ever had. Jemiah, how the fuck did you think you was squirting and you know how it feel when you piss? You knew your ass was pissing and you should have peed before you had sex. You was so goddamn nervous your mother was going to wake up. You probably want to walk down the hallway and hit that little creak in the floor to be like, and she wake the fuck up. So you going to piss on this man and not in the toilet. I had one of them experiences when I was younger too, baby. Y'all funny as fuck. Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen. And last but not least, his name is Michael Mitchell. He said, condom broke, green puss leaking. That's it? Okay. Nasty. I wonder if you got something, nigga, because a green puss leaking sounds like an STD. Okay, and the last one, Jasmine Joyce. She doesn't say where she's from, but she said, my ex-husband asking me to fuck him with a strap on, and he rode that shit better than a bitch. Whoa, wait a minute. Jasmine, I hope he is no longer your husband. Okay, she did say ex-husband. I had to go back and reread that shit. I hope he's no longer your husband and maybe he's your best friend or something now. But goddamn, the fact of the matter is, I don't know what's worse, him asking you to fuck him with a strap or you actually fucking your ex-husband with a strap. I'm done with you. Moving on to the discussion. Okay, so there's all types of factors of sex. When you're having sex with a friend, your partner, your companion, your sex partner, whatever. Initiation. Is it different for men than it is for women? Who initiates sex more? In my opinion, I feel like it is men. They physically initiate it. But the whole time, a female could be thinking in our minds, I want to fuck this nigga. We already know before we even come over that we're going to fuck you. That's why we do all types of preparations and shit. But it's like a back and forth battle in the mind. We know we shouldn't fuck you because maybe it's too early, or I don't want him to judge me. I don't want him to look at me like a hoe. But bitch, the mind want what it want. The pussy want what it want. And you need to go get it by all means. If that's how you feeling, go fuck that nigga. Go tell him shit. They initiate it all the time. You got women out here that likes for the guy to initiate it. You got women that's scared to initiate it. Me, if I want it, I fucking take it. I ain't even gonna hold you. No, I do not rape guys. So for the listeners, the sensitive listeners, you might as well get off of this shit right now. Because if I want it, I'ma take it. And better believe, the moment you walk through my door, it's takeable because you're in my house. So yeah, what's yours is mine as long as you under this roof. And sometimes I'm not the aggressor. I'm not the initiator. You know, I'll sit back and I'll let a guy initiate it. You know, sometimes when I want to be soft, when I want to be nice and girly and I want a guy to, you know, take over and take control, I'll let him initiate it. I'll be like, okay, shit, I'll lay back for this one. Because you working with something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The muscle niggas, it's the muscle for me. I want to feel like you going to handle me. So I'll let you do it. But 9 times out of 10, a female already know that she going to fuck you before you even fuck her. So it's totally fine. Another question, when's the right time to have sex? Again, women are scared of these things typically because we always want to seem like we don't want to give it up too easy. We always want to seem like, oh, I made him wait. But you can make a nigga wait, and that shit be bullshit, honestly. It's all about how you feel, and it's all about your timing, how you feel. Because I've dated niggas that I've never fucked. I just never had the urge to. And then I've dated guys that I wanted to, you know? And then I've dated guys that I've only wanted to fuck and then just keep it moving. Like, that's, I don't know. I feel like, as a woman, we get the same urges that men have. It's just that we're judged more when we do it. But shit, I don't care. Call me what you want. If I want it, like I said, I'ma get it. And there is no right time to have sex, honestly. There is no, like, you know, there's a right time to get married. There's a right time to have a baby. There's a right time to get promoted. There's a right time. There is no right time to have sex, in my opinion. It is not. It is whenever both parties want that shit, please give it to each other. And give it to each other hard and deep, please. I'm sorry, I'm getting very excited. And then another thing, ladies, you have to understand. Okay, so guys don't know everything about the body. They don't. I've had sex with guys that I felt was boring because they didn't know me. The first time, it's like, it's up in the air. How do you know when sex is amazing? How do you know when it's bad? What's your definition of amazing sex? My definition of amazing sex is, I'm gonna give it to y'all personally, is when you can keep me wet throughout the whole situation. It's very easy for me to get dry as a desert. Better believe it is very easy for me to get dry. Because once I'm turned off, I'm turned off. So when that pussy go from sounding like mac and cheese, like the to there's something to dry it up. It's dried up and you need to eject yourself from me, sir, because I don't feel it anymore. She don't want it in there. She don't want you in there. So yeah, she didn't dry it up for a reason. So yes, when you can keep me wet throughout the duration of sex, when you can make me feel beautiful. Now y'all have to understand, sex is a very sensual thing. Most of it is actually in your mind. It's how you feel in your mind. You know what I'm saying? So if you can make a woman feel beautiful while you are having sex with her, that's a plus for you, sir. I'm talking about touch on her, feel on her. Tell her she's fucking beautiful. Look in my eyes. I love when a nigga look at me. When I'm riding him and I look down and I catch him looking at me, that is sexy. That's sexy. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel like he's into it. Orgasm after orgasm is amazing sex to me. If I come once, that's fine. But when you make a woman come more than one time, that's amazing. And when I go to sleep, if I can have sex with you and I can get up and go work out or go run 3 miles, no, you have not done your job successfully. No, you have not. I have to be able to take a snooze, nigga. If I can't get right back up, you done did your job. You done did your job. That shit makes me feel good. Also, uncontrollably moaning and screaming is what makes sex amazing for me. So for me personally, it's a lot of different factors that goes into it. How do you know when sex is bad? The definition of bad sex to me is when I'm dry. If I get dry during sex, that's like, no. When I'm wishing for it to be over, that's bad sex. When you want to rush it, when you want to hurry up, you ever say to yourself, I wish this nigga hurry up and come, seriously, because I don't know, because you already came or you feel like you not. Sometimes you could be having sex and you know this not going to do it for you. This is not going to make you come. You're not going to get your nut. You know that during the sex because the strokes are so bullshit or the guy is hiding his face from you. I hate when a guy is scared to make eye contact with you. Gosh. Or when you're putting your head down like, what the fuck, are you a coward? What the fuck are you giving me this coward dick for? Now I'm, get off of me. That is bad sex for me. And when I have to force my moans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just to make him come. Just to speed up the process. That's how you know it's bad sex. Mm-mm. Or when both of y'all are quiet as shit at the end. Yeah. Just get up, put your clothes on, and leave. Even if it's your house, it just makes you want to get up and leave. I don't give a fuck. That's what bad sex is to me. Something non-sexual that turns you on. Listen, for me, it is when a man is slightly bow-legged. Slightly bow-legged. Not pigeon-toed, because a lot of people be thinking of pigeon-toed when you say bow-legged. No, y'all. I'm saying when a man is slightly bow-legged and when he stand and them knees, them legs bend out like little straight parentheses. You know what I'm saying? Like with a slight bend. That shit is so sexy to me. Or when a nigga walk like that. When a nigga walk. I love when a man walks with a slight bow leg. That shit making me wet right now. And maybe that is TMI, but this is Carefully Reckless and y'all know who the hell I am. That's sexy to me. Or a fresh fucking haircut. When you see the line. Now, not the painted line, not the Beijing line. And even if you do have Beijing, don't overdo it and shit. Don't, your hair should not be brown, but your hairline is black. It's like, no, you should have told that nigga to get the brown Beijing to match your hair. I hate when a nigga two-tone, I'm getting into the wrong shit. Something non-sexual that turns you on. When a nigga can dress, I love bomb-ass jackets. When a guy can throw his shit on and he look good, and when he walks confidently, I love that. When a man smells good, that's sexy to me. That does it for me. Now we got a commercial, and if you click off of this podcast, I swear I'm gonna beat your ass. Listen. A lot of y'all may be in relationships or sexuationships. I just made that up. And it may be getting boring, but you gotta keep the spark. It's always good to keep spark. Keep it sexy. Keep it spicy or whatever. So I got a solution for that. If your sex life is getting boring, you gotta do shit like ask your mate, what's something you've always wanted me to try, but scared because you assumed I wouldn't like it? You gotta ask your mate that shit. Ask them. Again, I repeat. What's something you've always wanted me to try, but you got scared because you assumed that I wouldn't like it? Now, for you, that might be anal. A lot of women don't like anal sex because they can't get past the 3 minutes of it hurting for a little while. It's going to hurt for a while because it's a butthole. Only thing that is made to come in and out of it is shit, you know? And the dick is a muscle. It grows, it grows, it grows, it pulsates. But you cannot be scared to take it. It's going to hurt, you know, but that's why you got to lube that motherfucker up. Lube it up. And I'm telling you, you're going to start liking it. I don't know. Maybe it ain't y'all cup of tea. A lot of women don't like it, even at the 3 minutes. It's like, no, nigga. Some women can't even get past the fact that it's their shithole that a nigga is trying to pleasurably enjoy. But trust and believe, if you get there, you're going to get there. And it feels good after you do it a couple times. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. Ladies, wear lingerie. Spice it up like that. Niggas love, let me stop calling them niggas. Men love when the woman looks sexy. He loves, you know, it's imagery. It is an illusion. It's, girl, I don't give a fuck. Put on some Rihanna and dance. Make yourself feel sexy. When you feel sexy in lingerie, trust me, you look sexy. When you feel it, you look sexy. Put on some freaking music. Put on some fucking music, throw on your lingerie, and walk for that nigga. Walk for him. Give him a massage. Get yourself nice and oily, and you got to feel it. I'm talking about feel it. Close your eyes right now and just imagine. Oh, girl, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here with a goddamn tracksuit on, and I feel sexy as shit because I'm thinking about putting on some lingerie for whichever nigga I fuck tonight. You know what I'm saying? Whichever. You know, I got a nice little healthy roster, so I'm going to make sure I picked the right one, because everybody ain't lingerie worthy. So make sure you wear it for the right man. Okay. Men, surprise her with a new position. Surprise her. Because listen, if you've been having sex with the same person for the longest of the time, since the long, long time ago's days, it's very easy for her to learn your routine. It's routine. And I know, like, I've been through that before. I was in a relationship for 3 years and I literally learned every part. It was like a watching a rerun of a show. Eventually, sex for me in that relationship was like watching a rerun of my favorite episode of Martin. It was good sex. It was just the same position. Oh, okay, I know he's going to do this for 3 minutes. Then he's going to eat my pussy for 10 minutes. And then he's going to do this for 5 minutes. Then we're going to do this for, and then it's the same routine. You know what I mean? Like I said, good sex, but the same routine. So men, surprise her with a new position. I don't give a fuck if you got to go buy the Kama Sutra book, or you can look up positions that you never did before. YouTube got everything. Internet got everything. Go, you know what I'm saying? Surprise her. Give her something to look forward to so she won't have to go find it elsewhere, or she won't have to be unhappy in y'all sex life. Because everybody don't cheat when they're not getting what they're lacking in their relationship. They just end up being miserable. You don't want to dissatisfy her. Keep her satisfied. Keep it spicy. You can also role play. If y'all don't like that, watch porn together. That may make some women uncomfortable watching porn with their guy. Just try it though. Try it. Sometimes you got to do shit that you don't want to do, or shit you never did, to keep your man happy, to keep the spice, to keep it. Shit. Sometimes you got to do shit that you don't want to do. But I've done shit that I didn't want to do. You know what I mean? Except spitting in my motherfucking mouth. So look, we're going to go back to that shit because I don't like that shit. To each his own. If you have done it before, you can write me and tell me how you felt about it. But if not, I don't encourage it. It's way too much germs going around these motherfucking days. I have not talked to that nigga ever since, and I will not. And I'm so mad because that was my older nigga. I only had one old nigga on the roster, and he just had to fuck it up. Who the fuck he thought he was spitting in my shit? I spit that shit right back on his ass. I should have spit it back in his mouth. Bitch, I'm sorry about that. As for all the sex stories that y'all sent me, man, y'all got to do better. I hope all this shit is old because y'all are funny as shit. The funniest one that I read was Jemiah Denae, who peed on her goddamn boyfriend. That was funny as hell. Funny as hell. So before I go, ladies, you have to learn exactly what you really like. Men, you have to learn exactly what you really like so you can show these people and y'all can start having amazing sex. And if you want to do it, ladies, you tell them first. You tell them. You ain't got to wait for him to initiate. That's the problem. We too scared. Initiate the shit first. And watch, most of us will keep more niggas around like that. Initiating. Be dominant. And keep that shit spicy. Make sure you keep your shit spicy before somebody else gets your hot sauce. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Carefully Reckless, where the topic was sexy as shit today. And in my deepest pan voice, peace.
Be like, Jess, you got your ass done. Nigga, shut the fuck up. I've been out here on my cash run. Told you I'm a hustler. I've been stuck.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.